How's it going, Charles?
Good.
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
How
about you?
Yep. Pretty good. Dug out a fish pond yesterday. My daughter wants a pet, so we decided put a fish outside and see what happens.
How to not?
What's that?
How to not?
Probably around 11.
What kind of fish you guys gonna do, or?
I don't know, it's goldfish. I don't know. Koi, she wants a koi or whatever. I guess the koi was, they get to like this fish.
Yeah.
That we went to, probably start out with goldfish, because they're like 30 cents.
Yeah.
But it was weird. I dug up this area and actually was gonna put a, like a pond in there, but it was, happened to already be concrete. Like somebody had already had a pond there before. So. Yeah, then Brent. I think Heather might actually be on the Google Plus too. But not Heather. Just
I went to Hatchery and I wanted to try eggs. And I go there and they don't open until 8.
Sure is the top.
And I had to catch like a 7:30 ferry.
All right, so that's just probably everybody, right? Are we missing anybody?
No, Brent.
Huh?
No, Brent.
Brent is right there.
Hi, Brent.
Wait, you're not going to say hey to John.
Hello.
All right, so just going down the agenda things, agenda list. You acquired somebody for the seminar.
Yes,
yeah.
Gwen Hammond.
Gwen. Is there a
She studies how increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere affects plankton. And she did all these cool modeling experiments, so I thought that could tie in well with atmosphere.
Okay.
So I'm assuming she does some proteomics work, I don't know, but mainly like genes expression stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, she said she's excited. She's bringing her undergrad too.
Okay.
Kind of.
So maybe we just hold off on Brooke, or?
I emailed her already.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. But you haven't heard back. I'm just trying to think of it.
I haven't heard back.
There doesn't have to be a thing, but I was just wondering in my head what I should think about. Is it on the calendar yet?
What?
Yeah, Gwen's website doesn't have, like, her methods.
I know.
Does she do gene expression, protein
expression?
All right, we'll just
wing it.
Huh?
We'll just wing it.
So she's probably just
interested. Yeah, it'll just, we won't know what's wrong.
Yeah, she already has her master's, so she has, like,
oh, so she's a grad student.
She's a grad student. Okay.
All right, so it's not even on the calendar yet. Is that true?
Yeah, it's the 25th.
Okay, so at what time? 9 o'clock?
3.
Excuse me? 9:30. All right. Fridge alarm is the next time. I think I solved it this morning. So now this alarm is now plugged into the battery backup on here. So not only did I fix two problems here. So now when the power goes out, we still get an alarm. And when we shut that off, we don't kill the alarm. Very nice. So next item is Linux box. So this is kind of like Giles's. And I'm curious what Giles's thoughts are on this. It seems like, particularly like the PacBio, and there was some other software, there's some Encode software that I talked to Mac about, that's Linux only. I guess my first question to you, Giles, related to the PacBio, did you do that on a Linux box, or no?
The software that I used, that EDH Tools,
yeah,
is Python, so you can run
okay.
it on any computer that has Python.
Okay. So there was.
That's the only tool that I use.
But that's the one that converted it from PacBio format FASTQ?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the error correction software that I was looking at, it can be run, I think, on Macs as well, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I didn't get that far.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, but definitely this other one was. All right, so that's not a big deal, because if we can run it, and so you're still, so while we're talking about that, you're going to send me that data, that FASTQ or whatever, so I can play with it?
If you want, I don't know, I can't email it to you. If you want, I can upload it to one of your computers, but I don't remember if I still had an account on one of them.
Okay, I'll send you an email and give you the credentials to put it up on Eagle or one of our servers. And you said you're actually, are you running a de novo on that now?
Actually, it finished on Friday, and I was looking at it this morning. There was only about 47,000 leads, and it generated about 22,000 conflicts. So it didn't seem to have that much of an overlap, so I don't know how good that is, especially since I didn't do any error correction on it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. So Brent, this is the Holy data. You're gonna get that. Like I said, I'm curious to see what the quality is just compared to the RNA-seq data. But yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, it's not a ton of data in terms of coverage, but interesting to look at. All right. So moving on to the second box. So you've got that under control.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have. It's in that big -20.
Another room? Okay.
Yeah. This is like a training box that have good cDNAs and genomic DNA that we can use. So I've got cDNA from Gill for both the Oli and the Gigas, but that's the only tissue I have. So if anyone has any other interesting tissues that has cDNA, I'd love to get some gonad tissue in there. And I know they've made RNA for me, and I don't know where he put it. For that very reason, I was like, I just want to see if you need it out, but I can't. But just if you think about it, or if you make any cDNA or you have extra of something, to put it in there. I also put two pairs of primers, like an actin for the Oli and an elongation factor alpha for the Pacific, just so kind of like known working primers for people to use as a test, PCR.
Is there an electronic document describing what's in there, or not?
No, yeah. I wrote each sample literally on
the
box.
On the box, okay.
So, I didn't know if we needed another spreadsheet in our lives.
Alright. Sounds good. Alright, personnel update. So, I have heard from Megan, so she had a death in the family. She should be back this week. So Megan was the one working on the tile thing. And I think that's it regarding people. I haven't heard from Hannah. Hannah was one I talked to. I sort of had her to contact me after I got back from Spain. I mean, I talked to Brent a little bit about this. It more has to do with how much work we have with this Oli project. I think we were thinking of having her like just extracting samples. But anyway, blog post. So Charles, you're thinking about that, right?
Yes.
All right. You saw the email address. And Jessica's thinking about that too. So Jessica had to go. Got called into work. I don't know if y'all saw that. So she'll still come in today. Facebook, we're at 481%.
Percent.
And we got Trudy back. So.
That's huge.
What's percent?
I thought you. What do you mean, what's percent?
481%.
Of what?
I don't know, but it sounds
very high.
I thought
that
meant
like our own posts.
I don't know what that means.
No, that's our education and outreach was up 481%. That's how I read it.
Okay.
See? Total reach.
Oh, we've gone up 481%.
Yeah, yeah. See the line going up?
Only like
70 likes.
Oh, we've got like 10 more likes.
Yep.
The truthster's back, so that's big.
Yep.
She's commenting again.
All right. This is more for the genius license. Did you figure anything out? Y'all were playing with it?
We still used a trial version, so we didn't plug in any of our licenses.
Okay.
But on the, I downloaded an older version of Genius because our licenses won't work on the one that's on there. And I'm just using the trial.
Okay. But you can't, I mean, that, if you wanted to use the non-trial, there's probably not, I mean, you would.
Yeah, and I can just practice, I can throw in our license numbers just to make sure something works.
Right. As long as they're on the old version, it should be on this machine. What's the update on the array? You're going to bring something over?
So I have to share one more sample.
Okay, that's right.
And
so you're waiting to hear.
Claire's stalking her on Facebook, and she's in Dallas. And so we're waiting for her to come back.
So this is the only person that can share stuff?
Well,
yeah, I
last
tried
time
to bring
there was
to
that password protected thing on the computer.
Yeah, I could. I tried to, because I know how to use the machine, so I tried just going over there and using it.
So you don't know her enough to just ask her for the password? That
I did. I asked her before. I was like, I know you're out of town, but I'm happy just like doing it on my own if you could give me the password. And she like didn't answer me.
Oh, okay.
So I guess not.
So I could probably ask Lindsay to use their Covaris. I just think it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to share it on another machine.
Right.
What if I mess up the thing and that's my only key. All right,
that's fine.
Sample.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But she'll be back sometime. Yeah, it's.
How long do we really spend in Dallas?
Yeah.
In the summer?
Yeah. So yeah, that's my hope is to get it. I wanted to get it done this week. That's the last thing. I just have to make it to the pool and submit.
Okay.
And Max is going to help me with my stuff.
All right. Pelopon. So, Brent, so have you heard anything from Katie?
Yeah, just this morning. So we're going to get together tomorrow morning and see where we are with the outline.
Putting something together.
Yeah.
Or methods. Okay. The other thing is I looked briefly. I don't know. You probably haven't had time to look at Bradley's paper. But I might take a look at that, too. I can send you the link if you didn't find it. So it's, again, this is the one where he did mechanical stress and light.
Right.
So see what you think. I mean, it definitely needs editing in terms of language, but if the science is sound, then I think it might be worth putting that effort into that.
Okay.
But we can make...
Yeah, can you send me the link for that? Is it on a class page or something?
I can send it. You've got the little chat in your Hangout right now?
Yeah.
All right, you see that?
Yeah. Got it.
So that's the paper. And it's on Google Docs, so you can just comment and write on there. I started looking at the methods, and it reads funny just because it was a capstone, but I'm pretty sure it was sound. Hey, Jessica, are you there? She might just be listening.
Not talking.
All right. Where were we? So that some of like kind of the minor things we can talk about it maybe offline, but I was talking to Claire about this. If the CG counts bias because they're combined in the meth ratio compared to CA, CT, they are, so it's like if it's really double, if we were counting, okay. Yeah.
I guess I kind of walked away from the other.
Yeah, yeah. If you walk, you don't, but if you, yeah.
But yeah, the CG is the same regardless of what data you look at.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're not biasing it, but for CA.
So really, if you were gonna talk about CAs and CGs to compare them, you need to double the CG number. No, you don't.
Wait, so what's the point of combining it? Just to get more information?
No, because what she's saying is if the opposite of CG is CG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so you're talking about the same locus, so
yeah,
it's okay
to
combine them. But if you're talking about CAs, you're going to have rereads on one strand, rereads on another strand, but they're not the same. So you don't have to double or change anything. It's just realize there's a bias in coverage because you have, you can't like overlap.
Alright, and there's 24 points on the table that nobody's taking.
So what are you talking about?
What?
Public comment.
What, for finished results?
No. Right down there, 24 points, July 5th, for anyone who tweets their thesis with the Tweet My Thesis hashtag. You gotta get engaged, okay? Point. It's the only way to get points.
But we don't have theses done yet. And mine's a dissertation.
Yeah. Well, you could, it could be predictive. Just giving you opportunities for points. Claire says she wanted to know how she could get points. I'm just reminding you.
I'll tweet today. Yeah.
They're so competitive.
Stay tuned for my thesis coming 2014.
So this is a.
I think
they're gonna blow all our street cred if that's what they're just tweeting.
I have to delete all my friends and then tweet my.
You need to fake a fake account.
On Twitter.
Should the lab meeting? I think I've answered this question for myself, but I was thinking about we still want it as an event on Google Plus because it's easier for people to join and hang out. I was thinking about just making it count. That's all that's. All right. So finally, so the statistical challenge of the day. This is good for Brent and Giles too. I want to get your opinion on this. I've talked to Mac and I've talked to Emma about this. So it's this next gen thing. It's
that's not paper.
Yeah, this is MARTA's paper. So I just want to get what Giles, if Giles has seen this type of data before, how, because I feel really bad. I need to email her and tell her I'm sorry, but. So essentially, Giles and Brent, so they did next-gen sequencing on two strains of oysters, okay? And I'll modify the example. It doesn't have to be this complicated. And they exposed them to a pathogen, and they took four time points. So let's just say, for the sake of this scenario, it's eight pooled samples. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
So how would you go about, and the big question is, what's different between the two strains? What would be the statistical analysis that you would do that? How would you do that? Because normally all of our data is just two libraries, so we don't have anything that challenging.
Did they, when you said pool, did they run it, did they barcode the different time points, or is it all just one big library?
Each time point is barcoded, but within that, in its larvae, so there's multiple individuals. I guess that's what I meant by pool.
Oh. So each time point has a set of individuals, and that was just pooled into one library?
Yes.
Okay, so they had a total of 8 libraries?
Yes.
But the individual... The problem with that, then, is the individual time points don't have replicates. They've just been pooled.
Correct. So Emma and Mac were saying, you know, some just type of multivariate analyses would give you some information. And I thought, and I agree, but that's kind of outside the traditional next gen statistics, right?
But I think people need to sometimes pioneer relevant and informative statistics.
What's that?
People need to pioneer relevant and informative statistics. Like,
yeah.
You can't keep doing the same thing.
No. I mean, the best thing is that even though I have no idea how to do it, the way y'all do it about moving things in directions and then being able to tell what's driving differences associated with time, what might be driving associated with strain, right? Those are things that you could identify, right? Based on patterns, and then you could tell me the genes that were driving that, right? So, I mean, I like it, but I was just wondering if Giles had it. I know you've encountered a variety of data sets, but have you encountered something like that?
Yeah, but in that case, we had actual like replicates for each time point, so we were able to use something like DE-seq.
Yeah.
Do like a typical count analysis, but in this case, I don't think we can really do that, or at least not with any statistical power.
Yeah.
Because even though you have, you know, each time point has been pooled, you still might have like an individual that might drive that pool. Do you know how many individuals went into each time point?
My guess is it would be on the orders of millions, thousands to millions. Because they're larvae.
Oh.
And they're shellfish. I don't know if they'd be driving it. I mean, you'd lose your time information, but, you know, you could say, just compare the strains, which is kind of weak, or even if you didn't do multivariate, you could also just do like a DEC per time point, which isn't very robust, but it would let you look at a per time point basis.
Larvae, you really can't combine time points like that.
Though. They'll vary, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have environmental changes.
Oh, yeah.
That would depend on strain.
I don't think you can really do a traditional next-gen sequencing statistics on this. Not the way it's set up, not the way you describe it to me.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of, like, have you done like an RNA-seq on this? Or have they done an RNA-seq on it?
I don't know. What do you mean? When you use the word RNA-seq, what are you referring to?
So they exposed these things to a pathogen, so I'm assuming there's some sort of gene change, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe getting some genes and looking at which ones changed, and then maybe doing, you could do like some simple, maybe like t-tests or something, and see if the genes change significantly, the specific genes change significantly from one organism to the other at a given time point, or compare like two time points for the one strain. But if you started looking at, you know, like hundreds of genes or thousands of genes, I don't think that would work, because then you'd start getting weird statistical stuff happening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like the multivariate. I mean, I think it's, but that's probably not going to fly for a while. I feel bad because if I tell her that, then that's probably not going to fly with the reviewer, but whatever. She's kind of in a spot where it's got too much data. Like, if you'd have just done one time point, you could have published it. It would have been weak, but...
Why wouldn't another reviewer like it? Just because it's not... There are a couple examples.
Yeah.
Do you want them?
There's published papers where they've done the multivariate.
They know there's at least one.
Yeah, if you could send me that, because I...
if you could send me that as well, I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Post it. Who post it?
I will post it.
All right.
I think there is. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I've never seen anything, but I don't look at a lot of stuff. So. Okay. Pump. So I'm building a fish pond, and I need a pump.
I think so, a fish pond and a pump.
Yeah. Do we have one of those extra? Do we have an extra one downstairs?
Big one. How much water are you going with?
I don't know.
Oh. I think you need one bigger than what we have, but we do have an extra one of the small ones.
No, I mean like the big ones downstairs.
No, we don't have an extra
one. Okay.
They're Christians.
One's Christians, and then we bought one, and I barely used it, so yes, we do have one.
All right. I might just borrow to see if it's powerful enough. And then I might just buy one. I'm just testing out things.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of fish?
Byron wants koi. Probably goldfish. I'd just be happy if we get water. That's a mess.
You get a black koi. I heard those are like $5,000.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
And then the raccoons will eat them. And then
we have a big raccoon in our yard.
Yeah. So. That was going to be my question.
You'd have to cover it.
Yeah, so I was going to put plants and little baby fish.
Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freshwater clams, right? And they're freshwater shellfish.
Filter.
She gets to feed them.
Yeah, who needs a pump? Just use clams.
Yeah.
Zebra mussels.
Yes, we can introduce zebra mussels.
We'll just order a shipment of zebra mussels.
All right, and then I'm thinking about a date for a barbecue at my place, if anybody's interested, but in case people want to come, that y'all kind of decide what works.
I could make it the weekend of August 18th.
Well, then there's just...
Is that all you got all summer, Emma? Oh my gosh.
Or July 27th.
I'm on that weekend.
Well, let's figure something out. Negotiate.
But Jake won't be in town, right?
Nah, well, yeah. I think it'd be, I thought
September
it might be nice before you
better.
Left.
Yeah.
And we'll worry about Jake next year.
I'll do it again.
We'll see.
But it
could also be a weekday, right? There's nothing wrong with a weekday, too.
Yeah.
My favorite. The only problem with weekdays is spouses at work, but we don't care about spouses.
Emma and I don't have those.
Spouses?
That work.
Oh.
Bro doesn't have to go to Europe again this year, so he's not doing anything.
All right. All right, I think that's it, unless are there any other items we want to talk about? No? Good. Check. All right. Brent, Giles, Jessica, thanks for joining. You be in tomorrow, Brent, or?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. And Giles, I'll follow up with you with an email to get that pack bio okay. stuff, and then Emma will post the paper. All right? See y'all later.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, so who's doing Swift this week?